Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment of Halachos of Food Preparation on Shabbos. We've been talking a certain amount about what types of foods, what situations of foods can become considered cooked. We've talked about a very important heat threshold, which is Yad So Lettuce Bow, again, hot enough that it wouldn't be comfortable to the touch. There's another very important variable when it comes to the capacity of cooking, which has to do with the kli, with the vessel in which this cooking may or may not be happening. So we're going to go very quickly through some terms, and we're going to use an example as a vehicle of going through the terms. Kli rishon means the vessel in which an item has been heated up. So let's give us an example, a hot water urn. So you had this cold water that was placed in this urn, turned on the urn, the water has now been brought to boiling point. The urn, the vessel in which the water became hot, is called a kli rishon, first vessel. Now, if you take that water, you take the urn and you open the spigot and water gets emptied into a cup, the cup is kli sheni, a secondary level vessel. And then if you were to theoretically take that cup and pour the water into a second cup, the second cup is kli shlishi, third level. Now, generally speaking, in order to affect cooking, the heat that you're dealing with has to be yad so lettuce bo. But there's an additional factor, certainly in the context of liquids, which is that we assume that a kli, the vessel in which the hot liquid sits, either does a good job of sustaining the heat of the liquid or does not do such a good job in sustaining the heat of the liquid or something in between. And therefore, if a kli is a kli rishon, the kli in which the vessel in which the item became hot in the first place became cooked in the first place, we assume that that kli, even if it's no longer on a flame or even if it's no longer plugged in, that kli is going to do a very strong job of retaining the heat and thereby cooking capacity of the liquid in the kli. Once it's a kli sheni, that means this is really secondary level. This kli wasn't involved in the cooking process. That's going to be a step down from cooking capacity. And kli shlishi, third level, all the more so. So how does it work out? On a very general level, we're going to get into more details as we go. On a very general level, we normally say that if something is yad so lettuce bo, and it's in a kli rishon or a kli sheni, the secondary level, it has the capacity to cook. So if you remember last week, we were giving examples about putting baked things in a hot soup. Imagine the following situation. A person has, a baked cookie or biscuit or something like that, and they want to dip it in their coffee on Shabbos. And we haven't yet discussed making coffee, but let's just say that it's in a hot vessel that's a kli sheni. It could very well be problematic to dip that cookie, which is something baked, in that hot kli sheni vessel, which is liquid, which has the capacity to cook. If, on the other hand, that hot drink had been shifted to a kli shlishi, to a second cup, third level vessel, then no matter how hot it is, we would normally say it doesn't have the capacity to cook. Also, if you have your coffee in a kli sheni and it's not hot anymore, it's not yad so lettuce bo, gosh, if you have your hot liquid in a kli rishon, but it happens to not be yad so lettuce bo, we would also assume that there's not a capacity to cook. So just as a general review, normally the capacity to cook requires A, appropriate heat level, which is yad so lettuce bo, and B, appropriate kli level, which is certainly kli rishon, even if the kli rishon is no longer on the heat source, and in many, many cases, also a kli sheni. Generally speaking, that's where it ends. There could be some cases where we're even concerned by a kli shlishi, by a third level. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.